This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 90 days ago. The name of the company is Visibility Group Technology Corp, and you should open up your ears and listen to this one because I think this one's going to be a home run for you. I brought you a lot of winners over the years, and that's my personal opinion. Everybody should do their own due diligence. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol VSBGF. And if you're up there in Canada, look them up. They're on the CSE under the ticker symbol VSBY. With me today is the CEO and the co-founder of the company, Mr. Jay Hutton. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Before we get started with the Q&A today, and I'm really giddy about getting started because I think that you guys are going to actually be one of the unknown companies that's going to be known here in 2021 and 2022. Give us a little bit of a backstory, who you guys are, just briefly, an elevator pitch, if you will, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Sure, happy to do that. Visibility is an artificial intelligence company, specifically investing time and research dollars in computer vision. We apply computer vision. Basically, computer vision is the ability to teach computers in conjunction with video streams how computers can interpret what they see. We apply this technology into both retail and security for slightly different but complementary outcomes. In retail, we're looking for the number of people in the store, the number of men, the number of women, the number of 25-year-olds, the number of 35-year-olds, all of this with respect to brand engagement. We can talk more about that, but that's the principal outcome in retail. And in security, we use computers to identify anomalies in the field of view. So we might be looking for a person of interest, a person, you know, that has been a serial shoplifter. We might be looking for a weapon. We can detect and identify and alert on weapons. We might be looking at license plates. We can do detection and alert on license plates. A fight, a car accident, a fire, that sort of thing is very relevant and actually relieves operators from that which, they're not really good at. We have in the security marketplace an increasing number of cameras and a decreasing number of people watching those cameras.
Yes.
So it's a real great opportunity for software to play a role that augments humans.
You know, one of the things that really intrigued me, there's about three moving parts that are intrigued me the most. One, your company talks about the emergence of the store as a media channel. Can you explain what this means and why is it relevant to your Visibility Group technology as a whole?
Sure. We all, you know, in the life that we ride, the experience that we have, we get pretty familiar with grocery. We all know how grocery functions and operates. And we take a lot of what we see for granted, but we all know that grocery has messaging occurring to consumers in grocery. You know, it can be a cardboard display. It can be what we call POP, point of purchase display.
Right.
Coupons. There's various things in grocery, as an example, that impact us as a consumer. That's going digital completely. You're going to see screens at the end of aisles. You're going to see screens on shelves themselves. And what Visibility does is not just identify those screens and populate those screens with relevant and useful messaging, but because of our computer vision capability, and this is where the rubber hits the road, we measure the entire experience. So if PepsiCo deploys a brand new energy drink in Cleveland that is targeted for 25-year-old males, we not only can measure the number of people that see that display, but the number of 25-year-old males that see the display and what their emotional reaction is to the seeing of that display, the time they spent looking at the display, and if the seeing resulted in the purchase of a product. So it's really kind of relevant to brands. And this is why, for the first time in history, spurred mostly by the emergence of the technology, the store is becoming a very valuable media channel. In the environment where the traditional media channels are disappearing, print, where's print? Dead or dying? Broadcast is dead or dying. The internet has become a principal medium, not only because it's reachable to all people, it has wide reach, but it's also measurable. And that's why the store is emerging as maybe the most valuable media channel. Not only because of the things that I've just mentioned, but here's what a lot of people don't know. When we go to retail, not just grocery retail, but all kinds of retail, 70% of us leave with something we had not intended to buy, which means that we are subject to persuasion or influence at the point.
Yeah, impulse buying.
Absolutely. And the brands, Clorox, Unilever, PepsiCo, Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, they all know this. But what's been missing for years is the ROI, the measurement. We do that. We provide in physical bricks and mortar what Google has been doing for 25 years on the internet. That's why it's breakthrough.
So let me ask you something. So, you said that you'll have these visual electronic, instead of it being on. Is there going to be a camera on there, or is there going to be a camera on the top of the ceiling? Give me the walkthrough on that real fast.
There's generally a camera co-resident with or combined with the display. There can also be more generic cameras, or ceiling-based or high-level cameras, that monitor the movement of persons within store. Now, just so I can address this up front, nothing we are collecting is identifiable in any way. It's just metadata. It's the number of people. It's the demographics of the people. It's the sentiment of the people. But nobody by individual and identity. We're not interested in that. We stay away from that. It has negative marketing consequences if you do that. We don't do it and never have done that. And frankly, the brands don't care. The brands care about the demographic layout and the demographic engagement and the consumer intimacy and all these things that they can monetize and derive value from.
The second part, like I said, I've got like three or four moving parts that I'm very interested in your business model. The second one is you recently announced a deal with Grupo Modelo, a Latin American division of InBev, if you will. Why them? Why now?
Yeah, great question. We look at Grupo Modelo, or more broadly, Anheuser-Busch, the AB InBev suite of corporations, as a bit of a unicorn. Not in the capital markets unicorn sense, billion-dollar plus. Of course, they are that, but we see them as uniquely situated in the consumer or brand landscape. They are both a dominant, iconic brand. Underneath the AB InBev group of companies, there's 605 individual brands, Stella, Corona, et cetera, large group of brands. But they're also, and a lot of people don't know this, they're also a bricks and mortar operator. They run 9,000 stores in Mexico itself, and they have influence over an additional 41,000 stores in the rest of Latin America. So the plan with Grupo Modelo initially and AB InBev more broadly is to deploy a digital network across those stores so that fast forward, after year one, we'll have 5,000 locations. Fast forward, if PepsiCo wants to advertise the availability of their product in store and then measure that entire experience, they can do so in Grupo Modelo. So why we call them a unicorn is we'll either be talking to brands, Bayer, Johnson & Johnson, PepsiCo, Coca-Cola, or we'll be talking to retailers, Kroger, CVS, etc. But rarely do we have the opportunity to talk to one entity that is both. And this is why we're super excited about this deal, because they're a leader, they understand it, and they see the enormous transitional impact that creating their stores, tying their stores together into a comprehensive digital media network is very persuasive and very valuable to them.
You know, recently you guys put out a press release, inking a deal, if you will, with Tech Mahindra out of India. That being said, You deployed a comprehensive security network in Mexico City. Can you tell us a little bit about the progress, objectivities, if you will, and the outcome, and what you think that monetizing-wise that you'll see in the near future?
Sure. I'm happy to separate them. Well, I probably should separate both of them. Tech Mahindra deal is connected to the Modelo Rama deal. So here's how it's connected. Visibility is a software company. And if we're faced with the task of deploying into 50,000 stores, moving men and machine from location to location, that's a big task and probably beyond the scope of what a software company would reasonably do. And
right.
Everyone knows that, right? So the moment we announced the Anheuser-Busch deal, it left people wondering, okay, well, how is it that this company is going to deploy in this many countries and this many locations around this amount of time? And, you know, people were scratching their heads. So it was clear to everybody that we needed to find a partner. And the ideal partner for us would be a company that had presence in the countries relevant, that had the ability to install, they had the ability to maintain, you know, do all the things that we cannot and will not do. And that's who Tech Mahindra is. Tech Mahindra, just in a sentence, is the answer to scale for us.
Mm.
So we now eliminate the negative potential consequences of landing a big deal by finding a scale partner that can actually help us deliver that deal in the nuts and bolts. We certainly have an ability from a software point of view to print thousands and thousands of copies of our software and download them. That's not a problem. That tends to be an easy thing for software companies. But when there's moving parts, associated with moving persons and equipment, that's a bigger deal. And that's why Tech Mahindra is a critical partner for us and why we're delighted to have them in a multi-year relationship where they basically eliminate the risk that we're able to get to the objective of this network, which in 4 years is 55,000 locations.
Jay, we got less than a little bit of a minute left, and I want to get to one or two parts of my question. One, I want to change gears here and talk about revenues, valuations a little bit. I believe bookings, if you will, you'll end up somewhere in the neighborhood between 15 and 20 million for 2021. Can you extrapolate from that maybe what will fall on the balance sheet and where do you go from there?
Sure. Software as a service companies, we identify and sort of publicize the contract value. So think of that as a backlog, if you will. And then as that backlog turns into recognized revenue, that's the second metric. So we have both a leading indicator and a trailing indicator. On a bookings basis, we'll do 15 to 20 million in 2021. And on a billings basis, recognized revenue, 5 to 7 million. That will lead into, just because software as a service is an inverted triangle, has a narrow base and broader over time, that will lead into in 2022 something in the neighborhood of 45 million bookings and 25 to 30 million billings. So people look for these companies that are inflecting, and not only with respect to our recent history, what we did in late last year and starting in this year, we are absolutely, that curve is underway at the moment. So a really exciting time for us.
And before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Really, just where I ended, which is I'm an investor. Everybody on that listens to your show is also an investor. We all look for companies that are not too early, not too late, but right at the right time. And this,
right.
I believe we're exactly where we fit into that category at the moment.
Visibility Group Technologies Corp. has been my guest today. You can find them on the OTC markets. Look them up. Very undervalued, very undiscovered. Again, that's my personal opinion. Everybody should do their own due diligence. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol VSBGF. If you're up there in Canada, look them up. They're on the CSE. You can find them under the ticker symbol VSBY. Jay, thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope you become a regular. Come back on the show every 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Anytime. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.